Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell. Ah, you
ready, girl?
Jimmy
Cash.
Yeah.
Ooh,
ooh, ooh.
Breaking
we
up.
Share and care with love all through the land. Communicate and collaborate.
They want
to give, showing others how to live. We care and share with love all through the land.
They want
to. That's right. Wake up out there. It is Tele Tuesday, and you're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann. And Stephanie Haynes will be able to join us to carry on with the Chakra Series. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals through workshops, education, training, and we focus on the young minds of our youth out here to empower and encourage, to mentor them so that we can help them along the way. We'd like to say welcome in to all our listeners in the United Kingdom, Japan, many places out there. So we say good evening, good morning, good afternoon, and hey, you're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann. We're going to get started here, but before we go, you know, I have to let you know how you need to live. We're talking about defeating diabetes, Dr. Glenda Davis. There will be a virtual information. It is called the Super Bowl of Diabetes on September the 26th. It will be virtual. You want to go into the website www.goldiabetesgoldenticket.com /Linda. Let me give you that information again. That is www.diabetesgoldenticket.com/Linda. That's going to be on September the 26th. You know, you need to get educated. You need to get information because you need to hear this. I'm going to tell you this on Tuesday. You can, you will, you must defeat diabetes. Very educational and very informative. And also, start your research out there, you know. The primaries are here in March, but you don't need to wait till February to start deciding who you want to check that check mark for. My friend Grace Yu is running for city council in the 10th district. My friend John Yee is also running for assembly, state assembly. Look at those two persons. Grace has been around a long time. John Yee got that sharp young mind, grassroots mentality. You want him to get up there and get in that seat for you. Check those people out. They're doing fundraisers now. You know, everybody can use that help. You know, whatever you can do, donate, volunteer, make some phone calls. Put aside some time so you can do your civic duty out there. Now is the time. We need to clear up all of these bad things and bring in some good things here. Otherwise, nothing will change. So I'd like to share this with you. You know, certainly there will be times when you wish you had more spending money, more time to sleep, and more time for fun and recreation. You may feel restricted now, but you should consider your current situation as the perfect set of circumstances for your growth. Within the restrictions that define your present existence, the only thing to do is to discipline yourself and head in the direction of growth and self-improvement. In the process of exerting yourself in such endeavors, you will, without a doubt, build strength and strengthen your character. And that's what it's all about. We need to start here. But before we have Ms. Stephanie Haynes come on with us, the author of The Healing of the Wound, I'm just going to tell you how we have to keep moving out here. I'll play a little bit of Aretha for you and bring Stephanie on in with us. Welcome in. Cannot quit until we get to the other side. And we have Ms. Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening to teach us and to give us education on what to look for and how to keep our bodies in balance and our mind in balance so we can get to the other side. Stephanie Haynes, are you here with us this evening? Welcome in.
Yes, good evening, Linda. How are you?
Oh, Stephanie, welcome. We missed you. Stephanie. Thank you so much for coming on and caring and sharing with us. I did not know what number to put out there. I did not know how to post it. I said, you know, I don't remember if it was 4, 5, or 6, but I know it's something to do with keeping ourselves in balance here. We welcome you in. We thank you. We appreciate you. I'm wonderful over here. I've been moving around because, you know, these candidates are beginning to campaign early. They're not waiting, and these primaries are coming up. So I've been, you know, sort of like moving around in the community with them, finding out what you're going to do for the people and, you know, fundraisers and, you know, dialogue and stuff of that nature. So it's been a pretty busy week for me, but we all about taking care of our civic duties and our public service for our community and its people. So That's what I've been doing. I'm kind of exhausted, and I know that you're going to get me balanced out here. What will our topic be today?
Yes, okay, so today we're going to be talking about our throat chakra.
Yes. That's number five, right?
No, actually, it's the number, it's the fourth chakra.
The fourth, okay, so roots, the solar plexus. Hard. Okay, all right. Number four. I wasn't sure, so I didn't want to put an incorrect number out there, but that throat chakra, I guess mine is in balance because I've really been using it for communication. So I'm going to be quiet over here and let you educate us and tell us what we need to do with that number four chakra, how to recognize, not recognize, know when it's in sync and out of sync so we can keep on dialoguing.
Yes. All right, so we're going to begin with the fourth chakra, and we're just going to start with a quote. Words have the power to both destroy and heal. When words are both true and kind, they can change our world. No, that's by the Buddha.
All right.
Yeah, so the throat chakra has to do with our communication channel. And as you know, it's the throat chakra is the fifth chakra. I'm so sorry, Linda.
Okay.
Yeah, it is the fifth.
Okay.
It's been one of those days.
I understand.
Yeah, so as the fifth chakra, the throat chakra is also the first of what is known as the upper chakra. And it's comprising the throat, the third eye, and the crown, which are considered to be the spiritual and the metaphysical energy center. Now, the throat chakra serves as the entering to the highest spirit realm. The ancient mystics often referred to this chakra when healthy as the mouth of God. The notion being that we both hear and speak divine wisdom and give voice to our soul. As its name suggests, it is found in the throat, but is associated with the mouth, the tongue, the neck, the ear, and the thyroid and the parathyroid glands. Now, the Sanskrit name for the throat chakra is Vihada, which means, loosely translated, to purity. Now, Saha means pure in the Sanskrit, and the V placed before the Saha intensify the word. That V is a root, so it literally means especially pure. Now the throat chakra is the energy center for speech and communication, and is directly linked to our integrated and morals. Now, as this energy point also governs the ears, it allows us to hear the inner voice of our intuition. Now, when this energy center is open and balanced, we also have the capacity for creative and expression. Now, when the throat chakra is imbalanced, it can result in a plethora of physical, emotional, and spiritual issues, depending on whether the chakra is over or underperforming. Now, in the case of an overactive throat chakra, you might find yourself being overly critical or judgmental of others, and many express this by gossiping. You may talk nonstop and be extremely loud or shrill. You may even shout. Your mode of communication may be demeaning. Leading to your talk over people and dominate conversation. At the same time, the nonstop chatter and loudness prevent you from hearing your inner voice, and so you live out of sync with your truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to compensate, you may find yourself overanalyzing and intellectualizing everything to avoid the variability of facing your emotions and understanding your true feelings. Now, when an underactive throat chakra, you are likely to suppress your feelings and be fearful of speaking your truth. You may be shy and stumbling over your words, or even stuttered. You swallow your words more often than not at the cost of being authentic and compromising your integrity. Now, this may manifest as introversion, shyness, insecurity, and speaking too softly or timidly. You may also struggle with owning your creativity and feel an artistic block, suppressing your ideas and insight. Now, signs of an imbalance of the throat chakra can be felt physically and emotionally and can include the following symptoms: speech impediment, including stuttering or having a lisp, sore throat or laryngitis, jaw or mouth pain, throat infection, sores in the mouth, hearing issues, ear infection, neck pain, thyroid disorder, hormonal imbalance. Now, when the throat chakra opens, essentially rules over the voice. You are likely to find words expertly flowing out, and you won't be able to help saying what you think. You may suddenly find yourself unable to stop talking or singing, whereas in the past, you found yourself biting your tongue. Sudden creative rushes and a need to communicate and express yourself through any forms of your voice, whether it's singing, speaking, writing, and so on, are suffice signs that your throat chakra is open. Now, as you go through the process of balancing the chakra, you may find you lose your voice or have throat or neck issues, which temporarily makes it hard for you to physically speak. Now, since the chakra also rules our inner voice as our ears, be prepared to hear your conscious more loudly. Having a journal nearby can be useful during the process of opening and aligning your throat chakra. Now, because you may have many intuitive and creative ideas, as with the opening of any of the chakras, it is normal to experience some emotional turbulence. Now, in case of an overactive throat chakra, as you start to speak your truth and express your real feeling, you may experience the release of suppressed emotions. By doing your time of processing your chakra to align it. And you might find yourself screaming, roaring, or shouting out all the things you have stifled for so many years. And then you might begin crying. So, as you balance an overactive throat chakra, you may feel guilt and shame and prior interactions and may experience emotional pain. Now, as you process your feelings, as always, any healing crisis is temporary and is a necessary part of resetting your mind, your body, and your soul. Mm-hmm. Any questions for Linda?
No, I'm jotting down here. I did have made a note here when you stated that throat chakra, when it's unopened, you're fearful and speaking truth. So I kind of like put two check marks on the side of that because I don't think I've ever had that problem. So I like the idea of this throat chakra, but I just made a note of that because I'm going to always speak the truth. and no fear is there. And you stated something else, the thyroid. It deals with the thyroid. So that's one of the four main organs of our body, our adrenal gland, our liver, our thyroid, and our pancreas. Those are those four organs, right? So when it's out of balance, and it affects that thyroid can affect those other three organs also, kind of messed up until you get it in check, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I was listening closely, that's what I wanted to ask about, those two things. Okay.
All right. So now we're going to go into the godness archetype, the communicator.
Okay.
Now, the communicator, empathize the highest octave of the throat chakra. It's clear and concise. This is as good as a listener as she is a talker. Speaking her truth comes naturally, and her voice resonates with others and as sincere. She knows when she remains silent and when to speak up. She is creative and expressive and is an uplifting role model to others, helping them to connect to their own divine truth. She lives with integrity and is both open-minded and discerning. And she is informed and is an informer. The communicator displays emotions as opposed to suppressing them, knowing that there is a way to process emotions through highly expressions across history and in methodology, art, and literature. The communicator archetype has usually been attributes to a male figure, such as Hermes in Greek mythology or Mercury in Roman mythology. As with each of the archetypes, the communicator can be a male or female. So for our purpose, think of a role model, whether from the past or the present, a real person or a fiction character who embodies the traits described above. By adopting the qualities of the communicator, we can learn to speak our truth, express ourselves, speak up when needed, stay silent when appropriate, and use our voice as a force for good. Now, the throat stones. Now, you would notice that many of the stones connected to the throat chakra are blue and similar to the governing color of the throat chakra, making them potent for activating and balancing this energy center. The aquamarine is a sea blue stone, has extremely common energy and facilitates the kind of soothing energy we receive when we spend time in or near the ocean. Aquamarine is one of the most powerful stones for opening up the throat chakra and bringing it into alignment. Now, I like to meditate lying down with a small polished aquamarine stone gently placed by my throat to help me speak with clarity and confidence. Turquoise is another stone. It's noted for its protective qualities. Turquoise is a healing stone that promotes spiritual connection and in many ways paves the path for the soul to express itself once more. When going through the process of opening and aligning the throat chakra, it is very helpful to wear a piece of jewelry with turquoise, ideally a necklace, as this would be near the throat. Now, I've noticed, Linda, you love wearing a turquoise.
I love turquoise.
Yes, and I guess that's contributed to why you always speak in your truth.
Is that what it is? Well, I'm going to wrap myself from head to toe because I love speaking the truth. I love it. But, yes, I do love turquoise. You're absolutely correct. All the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and the next stone is blue lace agate.
Okay.
This beautiful stone is another powerful healer and balancer of the throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
It alleviates some of the physical symptoms associated with a stagnant fifth chakra due to stifling or thoughts of feelings. Now, the blue lace agate also facilitates the expression of spiritual and personal truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so having a piece of the raw blue lace agate on your desk, in your sacred space, you know, where you journal, is always a good connect, a good way to connect to your inner truth. And mm-hmm. it will help you to express your words fully. And the last one is lapis.
Oh, yeah. I love lapis also.
So it's a favorite in the ancient Egypt as a royal stone said to contain the soul of the god. Lapis emphasizing the power of the spoken word and bring the harmony between the mind, the emotions, the body, and the spirit.
Mm.
It is an exceptional high vibrational stone, which stimulates our higher mind and promotes creativity. A medium-sized polished lapis globe is a wonderful meditation aid that you can hold or place nearby. Now we're going to go into the chakra oils. Now all of the recommended throat chakra essential oils have a very potent scent and decongesting quality, both of which clear the physical part of the body ruled by the chakra, helping this energy center to operate fully. So eucalyptus is refreshing, it's stimulating to the mind. Eucalyptus oil has a bright, clean, and uplifting scent. It supports a clear airway and energetically it promotes a clear mind and communication. Now, during the process of aligning and opening the throat chakra, you can use eucalyptus directly sniff on infused to alleviate physical symptoms of imbalance, such as stuffy nose and or a sore throat. Now, clove is another one. The native Southeast Asian, and true to its roots, clove oil has a rather strong and spicy aroma. It has an antimicrobial and pain-relieving qualities, and is often used to treat respiratory conditions. Clove oil is useful for opening the throat chakra and dealing with physical imbalance. Gargling with a few drops of clove oil in warm water a couple times a day is a good ritual for the fifth chakra. Gotta make note of that. Yes, tea tree oil, also known as the Metaleuca oil. Tea tree has a distinctive medical aroma, and this cleansing oil is used for all kinds of medical purposes, such as treating colds, wounds, infections, sore throats, and skin conditions. And it also helps with pimples. Now, this is a wonderful oil to use in a simple DIY spray to cleanse your sacred space and yourself when you're working or opening the throat chakra. Peppermint is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
It has a fresh, minty, and uplifting aroma and contains menthol, which induces a cooling sensation. I like to add a few drops of peppermint oil to a steam inhaler to help clear my head and sinuses when I need an energetic shift before a creative brainstorming section or just important interactions. And sometimes when I feel that I have brain fog, I just sniff a little bit and I have some at my desk at work. I just put a dab on my wrist and just sniff it, or I have to spray, and then I have to spray it in my office.
Mm.
Yes. So the next one is clear communication blend. So this is, we're going to take all the oils that I mentioned and we're going to blend them together. Now the purpose of this throat chakra oil blend is to help you to express yourself with authenticity, clarity, and confidence. Now, it will aid the process of opening the fifth chakra, balancing it, and keeping it in a harmonious alignment. You can use it regularly during the alignment of the throat chakra and as needed as other times. All right, so these are the energy that you, the ingredients that you need. You need 2 tablespoons of coconut oil or any other carrier oil that you might want to use. 2 drops of eucalyptus, 2 drops of peppermint, 1 drop of clove, and 1 drop of tea tree. Now you're going to add it into this 2-ounce dark glass bottle. You need 1 dropper, and it makes about 1.5 ounce. Right, and the first thing you're going to do is pour the coconut oil into the dark bottle using a dropper. And add each essential oil. You're going to cover the bottle. Then you're going to swirl it a little bit. You can take some out and massage it on your neck and your throat. Or you can just inhale it. And remember, it's only for external use only, not to ingest.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Lynn, if we don't have any questions, we're going to move on to the throat chakra visualization.
Okay, no, I don't. I just needed to go back on the eucalyptus, the clove, the tea tree, and the peppermint oil. So those are 4 oils there. I do have a question to ask. So, you know, I like to diffuse a lot, and I love to diffuse peppermint oil. So if I diffuse peppermint and eucalyptus together, is that going to give me a headache or is that good? I like to mix all those sometimes.
I gave you a blend to mix with all those together.
Okay, cool. Okay, got it. So I can blend it with the oil and I can and also use it in the diffuser.
Correct.
Okay, good. All right, that was my only question. So we can move on to the visualization, which I love. I love visualization. Yay. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So we can go into the visualization. Now, it's important to clear your head and your respiratory system before the visualization meditation. Now, you can perform a steam inhalation with the mixture of the peppermint and the tea tree oil. You're going to smudge your sacred space using a white sage bundle and then diffuse some of the eucalyptus oil. Now, you're going to take a few drops of the clear communication blend or the peppermint oil and gently massage it into your neck and your throat, gathering some of your throat chakra stones so they can energetically assist you. Then you're going to lay down, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, inhaling through your nose and exhale out through the mouth. And just continue to inhale and exhale out deeply. And gently cup your hands around your neck. Visualizing your breath entering in and out your hands. Keeping your eyes closed. And repeat to yourself out loud. I know the value of clear and authentic communication and the power of my words, which this is mine. I honor the energetic center of my voice and creative expressions and see it clearly now. Visualize a blue inverted pyramid at the throat under your head. You can also remove your head if you are uncomfortable and simply focus your mind eyes on your throat. Look closely at this pyramid, noticing the exact shade of blue, the size, and any other detail. Observe its dimensions and whether it is spinning or static. Know how this pyramid feels and what insights you receive about any imbalance or blockage your throat chakra may have, and what you may need to do in order to bring it into a harmonious balance. Once you feel you have observed the pyramid and obtained significant insight into the functioning of your throat chakra, take a moment to acknowledge and give the gratitude to this energy point in your body, and then gently open your eyes. All right, now we're going to go into the activation. All right, so the activation is best performed lying down, or you can sit, whatever's comfortable for you. Just close your eyes. Let's take a few moments to get settled. Focus on breathing slowly and fully, relaxing and loosening the muscles in your body so you feel soft and supply. Now take one of your polished throat chakra stones, moist with oil, and gently rub it across your neck, focusing your attention on the throat area. Now, if comfortable, you can leave the stone there at the base of your neck. Begin to visualize your breath as a beautiful blue light entering into your throat as you inhale and flooding your entire neck as you exhale. Bring your mind's eye to a blue inverted pyramid, which represents your throat chakra. Visualize this at the base of your throat. See your breath and that vivid blue light filling up the blue pyramid, making it solid. Inhalation and exhalation. See the blue pyramid getting bigger and brighter until it fills your entire neck. Visualize the blue light flowing from this pyramid into the rest of your body and fill any block or barrier to your truthful expression dissipate. Allow yourself to feel a sense of confidence and peace as you are able to hear your inner voice. Tap into your intuition and receive divine expression. Feel inspired to both speak up and communicate your truth as you see that blue light swirling around your body. With every breath, feel a sense of confidence and peace that you can listen, speak, and create for your highest good and the greater good of all. Allow yourself to make some noise using your voice. Perhaps you could repeat a mantra, sing, or shout. Visualize the energy pouring from this blue pyramid and your throat chakra throughout your body. You can visualize this as a turquoise light that's permeating your entire physical being. As you sense this energy flowing your body, flooding your body, feel a deep sense of gratitude for the healthy functioning of this energy center. Gently open up your eyes when you finish. Now we're going to move on to the reflection. This is the time to go get you some tea. We'll get you a candle. And gather your stones. And also bring along your journal.
Mm-hmm.
And we still use an eye diffuser with eucalyptus and tea tree oil, and we're going to gently massage a little few drops of the communication blend, on our neck and our throat area. And this time you can just dab a little few drops on your temple and your wrist. Okay, now turn to your journal and jot down any reflections that you may have on the throat chakra visualization and activation. Now consider what you have learned about the throat chakra, particularly about the imbalance. Reflect on whether you have felt any of these symptoms or issues. And reflect on any intuitive insight regarding the energies of the throat chakra and what you need to do to ensure you are expressing yourself and communicating fully and authentically. Use these questions that I'm getting ready to give you as a guide. So the first one, when you open, honest, and clear in all of your communication? Do you know when to speak and to remain silent? Are you honest with yourself and with others? Do you tune into your mind, your body, and your soul to know what your truth is? Can you see the connection between creativity and your unique spirit? How can you be more creative in your life? Do you allow yourself to express yourself creatively in some form, whether it's dancing, singing, art, whatever it may be? Now I have some affirmations. The throat chakra affirmations should be repeated multiple times a day when going through the opening and the lining of your process. These affirmations are also helpful for an energetic boost before an important conversation, to communicate openly, or for creative endeavors. Now, these affirmations are best spoken, sung, or shouted, so you feel your voice as you affirm your divine right to communicate and to express yourself openly and authentically. To help with this process, in one of the throat chakras, essential oil, by sniffing it or using a steam inhaler. Dab some of the clear communication blend or peppermint oil on your neck. Stand or sit tall. Drop your shoulders. Lift your head up high and straighten your neck. As you repeat each mantra, visualize a bright blue light entering your neck and coming out of your mouth. Allow this light to infuse you with confidence, clarity, as you honor and express your truth. I know it is safe, and it is my divine light for me to speak my truth. I embrace my voice and I speak up. I communicate with clarity and confidence. I know the power of both my words and silence. I know when to listen to others and when to speak. I am honest about who I am and what I feel. I enjoy expressing myself and finding creative ways to do so. I live in my truth. I speak my truth. I am my truth. All right, Ms. Linda, that's the end of the fifth chakra.
Well, you know, I'm always open and jotting and trying to write, and I'll make a suggestion to the listeners, because you know these shows are archived. You can always go back and write down line for line and word for word, especially when we're talking about the activation and the directives on that and the affirmations. Just go back and re-listen again so you can get it word by word. I have my beautiful cards here that I look at, and of course, you know, a wonderful gift that was granted to me from you, and I just love it to death. I've almost worn out the box and the chart and everything else, but I did want, when you were speaking of talking, I want to share the one that I use every day, and it is willpower and determination, and it reads, I set clear boundaries for my own behavior, and I cultivate a strong will by being true to myself. I will use my willpower to accomplish my daily tasks and spiritual goals, and to encourage willing thoughts and behaviors in myself. Doing this will assist me on the next stage of my physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual growth. I stay in touch with my positive thoughts and truth by avoiding substance abuse. My will is strong. My mind is clear. That's my favorite card as we're moving up. And we go through each of these chakras, and this is about the throat chakra. I read them all, but I also go back and listen line by line to the affirmations and write them down in bold print so that I have a flip book, I have charts, I have poster boards, and depending on the space that I can use, I will take a black poster board, write this information down with big bold marker, and just pull them up as I need them on a daily basis, because it's the repetition. We love the chakra series. We love anything that you bring to us. And I don't know what's happening this week. I haven't had an opportunity to look at the computer, but what's happening with any of your organizations, the Black Women in Wellness, or what's going on. I know on the 26th we have the Defeat Diabetes Super Bowl of Diabetes coming up, and I'm trying to get that out there because that's educational and informative. And as I say to most people, if you don't have it, you have a friend or a family member, and you want to get this information so you won't get it. It's a dreadful disease. It's a money-making disease. It's making pain, profit over people. It's a lot of stuff that will be brought, and information that you will get from listening to this this event. It's not coming the way that you've never heard it before, because no one has told it to you like this before. So we've been, you know, misled, misguided, and misused too. So I'm sort of like pushing that out there. I am a participant, and not because I'm at a bad spot, but my family members, and I have friends, and I like to participate so that I can have, so when I'm speaking with them or when I'm explaining to them, I can never bring it the way that Dr. Glenda Davis does. But at least I'm getting the information that I need to kind of like shake them up and wake them up, okay? Because, you know, Southerners, we eat rich, rich, rich food, okay? And not too many Texans that I know of care for salads. Salads is good to have, but they don't believe in that there. But, you know, when you get this information, it's all about helping yourself and helping others. And I look in the mirror, and I've had to go on a detox, and I tell you, I lost 5 inches off my belly. I said, what happened to that bulge that was there? I look in the mirror, and I said, ooh, you remind me of that girl I used to know. Just total change, because you're switching up. You're being mindful of your health, and you have always been that way. That's why your original name is Tofu. I changed that, but you was always trying to get us to eat healthy and take care of our, and you eat healthy. You're healthy. And you do a lot of things. Sometimes it takes a while for others to catch on, but now I'm thoroughly understanding it, and I'm enjoying it, and it's a different kind of party, okay? A different kind of party. When you look at the store advertisement and you go through the ads, and everything you look at, you say, I don't want to buy that. I don't want that. Or when you're going down the cookie aisle and you pass up those chocolate chip cookies, that's discipline. Do you understand me? That's real discipline. I keep ice cream in my freezer, non-carb ice cream. I haven't touched it, but I just keep it up there so when I open it up, I can look at it so I can be determined not to touch it, okay? It's willpower. It's a mindset. Takes discipline and determination, but I'm trying to get as much information as I can get, participate in many ways so that I can help others. That's what it's all about. But it's a different kind of ball game, different. So that's what I've been on the roll, and you've been traveling in the clouds back and forth. Is there anything happening that you'd like to share with us that's coming up for this month? Please let us know. You know, it's your day.
You know, I was working on our Bethune-Hines Recognition luncheon. It's coming up in September the 30th. So I've been busy with that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's for the National Council of Negro Women.
Okay.
Yes.
NCNW, right? And what day is that, September 30th?
September the 30th, yeah.
Okay.
It's already sold out.
Slide me a ticket, find one, steal one, do something. Anything that you guys do, I have to be a part of. So what are we going to do here? Can I come and sign in at the door? What you need me to do? What's happening? Talk to me.
Yeah, I see, but I think it's sold out. We're over capacity.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's our Southern California Bethune Heights Recognition.
Okay,
luncheon.
And so that's going to be held, is it in the day or evening, or what's the time frame there? I'm looking at the calendar here.
It's in the morning. It's going to be in Ontario.
Okay. Well, you'd like to check your checklist, and you know I know you're the events coordinator, and you popping them in shape. So if you need any help for me to come and put the flowers on the table or whatever, but I need to be there. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
check
and add me on the list and just let me know. The 30th is a Saturday, right?
Yes, a Saturday.
That would work perfect. Okay, so just go do your checklist. You know, somebody's going to come up with something, so slot me in. Mm-hmm. You know, we do have to do our public service and our civic duty for our community. But, you know, I help you break down, set up, pass out programs. You know, I always take care of those who support and assist me. So put me on the list, and we'll talk about it, please.
All right, Linda, but thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you, and I know it's been a hell of a day. And I don't know if I may, once we're off, I know you need to eat and settle in. Is it possible that I could give you a call after this in the next maybe 30 minutes? Is that workable?
Yes, you can.
Okay, well, I'm going to take us on out with music here and listeners. We got Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healer of the Wound, and we talked about that throat chakra, that communication chakra, and the stones and all of that stuff, because she breaks it down for us. And again, go back and re-listen, because these shows are all archived. So you can Google them up, bring them back, or replay, and jot down line for line the things that she's giving you as far as those questions and the affirmations, because I can guarantee you they work. That's why we're here to care and share with you, Stephanie. We love you. We're not going to hold you. I'm going to take us on out. Once we complete over here, I'll give you a call briefly before it gets too late. And thank you, thank you. We missed you last Tuesday. That was a community event and a family event, so we didn't come on. But we're back, and we're number five. And next week we'll be going into that number six chakra, and that sixth chakra is onto the throat. Is that the third eye?
Right. It's the brow chakra.
Oh, okay. The third eye. And then the crown is the last one. All right. Well, see, I'm in order over here. So I got my cards. I have my charts. I'm going to replay and set up my affirmations. And I can guarantee you I'll be screaming them in the morning. And I'll be screaming them when I go through my ritual of the cleansing and things of that nature. I did want to ask you, you said that lapis stone. Now, I wear lapis in my throat also. I have a piece that I wear, and when I wear it, it lays right in that little socket. Is that a good thing?
Yes, that's good.
Okay. Yes, you know, I love my turquoise, but I love my lapis too. But I it's something that, but it's a certain shade of turquoise that I like. I don't like the green. I like the blue. You know, the more that looks like the you know, it's different shades, but I like the blue tone better than the green tone. So what is the difference in the tones before I let you go?
Don't know the difference.
Okay. Well, that'll give us both some research homework to do. I will find out, and what I find out, I'll report back to you, and what you find out, report back to me. There's a meaning, but I like the turquoise, the blue, more blue than green. So I don't know why that is, but I will find it out. Okay, we're not going to hold you, listeners. Stephanie Hayes, author of The Healing of the Wound. And I'll give you a call, Stephanie, but when you get off the phone, you check your list and slot me in some kind of way, whatever I need to do. Okay, if I don't need to do nothing but stand up and smile real pretty, I can do that for you too. But I want to assist you like you've always assisted and supported me. Okay, so try to work it, okay? Ontario, it won't be a problem. It's on a Saturday, okay? Would love to be there to see how it's really, really done because I know how you guys operate, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, good evening, listeners. We're going to take you out with some music. Stephanie, have a great, great, great evening, and I will call you within the next, I would say, 30 minutes, okay?
All right, take care.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get up on me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy, I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, hi. Under these lights.
swerving on that. Swerving, swerving on that. Big body been serving all this. Swerp, surfing all in this good, good. We walk up to the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? Oh, baby.
Would you be a happy boy or a girl?
Right, and you want to give yourself diamonds and pearls. You want to learn to live out there. You want to unlearn, to relearn, to live. And you must, you can, you will, and you must defeat diabetes. Remember, September 26th is going to be the Super Bowl of diabetes. You want to go to the website, www.diabetesgoldenticket.com/Linda. You want to register so that you can get that link to check in. It is virtual. It is no cost. But the information that you're going to get from this is like having a winning ticket of $1 million for you to live. Dr. Glenda Davis is going to bring you something that's going to bring you many, many aha moments. And as I stated, if you do not have diabetes, there's someone in your family or friend that you can take this information to, and you can prevent yourself from being a victim of this dreadful disease. Diabetes is the number one killer out here, heart attack and stroke. Our children have diabetes. Now, you know, something is definitely wrong with this picture. Do you understand where I'm going? You need to go get that information. You need to go get re-educated. You need to go find out the truth. You need to understand. You need to resolve resilience and revival for your life, okay? If you have some things to do, and I know you want to live, I know you don't want to be the prophet or have anyone profiting off of your pain, okay? You don't want that. So get as much information and do as much research as you can do. That's September 26th. The Super Bowl of Diabetes, Resolve, Resilience, and Revival. Dr. Glenda Davis has some information for you. Go get educated, okay? You want to live. I know I do.
was a time when love wasn't chosen. Now I'm just open, come on. Now I'm just reaching out for something better than I have before. That ain't about a mind of your world. Ooh, and now I can let my life pass me by. I can get down and try. Work it all out this lifetime. Get on top this time. I can let it all. Try and try. I can move to the light. Oh, if I take it one day at a time. Oh, spread my love out and fly. Oh,
I can move to the light.
Don't let your life just pass you by. Take care of your health. It's about health and wellness. We have a lot of things to do out here. Remember, September 26th, the Super Bowl of diabetes. Go get that education. Get that education. I'm going to carry us on out. Just a moment.
Give you the breath that I breathe.
Collaborate.
We give,
show Brothers, how's it feel?